Welcome to Voice Power, the podcast all about bringing the power of voice for your business or personal needs. With 94 projects under his belt, your expert on voiceovers, Earl Thomas, the voice.
How are you doing today? Thanks for tuning in to Voice Power, episode 13, Scripting for Voiceovers. Whether you are a business owner or not, I will make this applicable for you. When you have a passion project or any personal project you are responsible for that you need to write a script, you will be able to convert the scripting principles and ideas to your personal needs. It is exciting when a client sends their script for their voice project. It is vital to confirm that it is the finalized script, as making changes to a script is more costly and time-consuming. I would rather wait and be 100% certain that the script is finalized. Always be clear on costs when a client changes a script after it's been finalized. Here is my revision policy from when I was subscribed to Voices.com. 2 free revisions for mispronunciations, for pacing, tone, and general feedback. For script changes, $40 per sentence to a maximum of $85. Each word is important, and pronunciations are vital. I never take anything for granted if there is a chance that the pronunciation is uncertain. I will proof it by going into YouTube or Google for the correct pronunciations. I will use a syllable method of pronouncing the word, breaking up that word. Take, for example, Similkameen region. I will put right in the script, SIM-IL-KI-MEAN, Similkameen region. It is a river and region in BC. The scripting must be exact, and I will do this for any word that is doubtful. When I know the word for sure, I will not change it or check it. For instance, if I had a script that included the word Nanaimo, BC, I would not check it because I grew up in Nanaimo, and my mind knows absolutely for certain the pronunciation. Be sure to read the script slowly and take into account the voice production directions, and request those directions when the client is indicating they will send a script for pricing. Don't be in a rush to respond to the client after receiving the script. When I notice a grammar concern or anything that doesn't flow, I will respectfully suggest a subtle change. In my experience, clients have expressed their gratitude in that it is a good catch. Then, when you have all your questions, send them in one concise email, emphasizing respect and gratitude to the client, also including a brief voiced segment of that script so the client will know that I am the right voice fit for their excellent project, along with my personalized quote. Once the quote is approved, then I schedule my recording and offer my delivery date of the audio. Here are more vital elements to the art of writing great voiceover scripts from e-learning coach Connie Malamed. Connie states, 1. Write like you speak. Writing for the ear is more informal than writing to be read. Imagine you are speaking to someone while you are writing. Writing like you speak, you will naturally use smaller words, a more conversational tone, and shorter sentences. Pro tip, a voiceover script should not sound like it was scripted. 2. Get to the point quickly. When you're writing for audio, there isn't time to lead up to the point. Get there quickly before you lose your audience. Focus on what's important and be concise. Think of it as intelligent simplicity. 3. Learn from radio commercials. listen to commercial radio, and you can learn from their 30-second radio spots. Radio commercials fly by quickly. The writers focus on one relevant point. They often use this formula. Say it, explain it, repeat it. The lead sentence gets your attention and evokes curiosity. The next few sentences provide the details. This is followed by repeating it. This is also a good formula for instructional scripts. Say it, explain it, repeat it. 4. Speak with one voice. Speaking with one voice creates consistency. It sounds like the voice artist understands the topic, because consistency makes the speaker credible. Achieve the sound of one voice. Consider defining these aspects of a voiceover script from the start. Tone. Decide on a tone that will best connect with your audience. Conversational? Folksy? Sophisticated? Role. Determine if the speaker is playing the role of a colleague or peer, an expert, a teacher, or a knowledgeable narrator. Person. Whether you'll be using first, second, or third person. To be more specific, first person is the I-we perspective, second person is the you perspective, third person is the he, she, it, they perspective. 5. Keep sentences short but varied. Many recommend using short sentences when writing for audio. The risk of relying on short sentences, however, is that the script may sound stilted or too simplistic. A better approach might be to aim for shorter sentences that vary in length. This is closer to how we speak. To keep sentences on the shorter side, 1. Stick to one idea per sentence. 2. Delete all the extra verbiage. And 3. Break sentences into 2 whenever possible. 6. Pay attention to rhythm or beat. Speaking is similar to music. It's got a rhythm related to the tempo of the speech and the alternating of stressed and unstressed words. When you read your voiceover script aloud, you can improve the rhythm by considering the words as sounds and listening to their flow and timing. A pleasing rhythm has the potential to hold the listener's attention longer and to enhance the listening experience. 7. Read all voiceover scripts aloud. Reading your script aloud is mandatory. That's how you can determine whether the wording is awkward or smooth, and whether the sentences flow from one to the next. Reading aloud helps you to know when it's best to use contractions, if words are difficult to pronounce, and whether the whole script is well connected. Finally, this is how you know if a narrator can get through a sentence without having to stop for a breath in the middle. Thanks again to Connie Malamed, and you will be able to see her contact info in the show notes. Scripts are one aspect of voiceovers, a very important aspect, and paying attention to the detail is vital. Finding out what the client wants on word emphasis, pauses, and energy level will make the script come alive rather than sounding like it's being read. Communication is key. Always confirm with the client and never assume you know what they are thinking. Then the client will be 100% satisfied with their voiced video. That's why I have 42 recommendations from satisfied clients on my LinkedIn, and soon to add more to my healthy, experienced LinkedIn profile. Soon, I will be sharing my voiceover good news about my commercial for a documentary, which includes a lot of great communication with my client. We are close to getting approval to share on social media platforms for that commercial. My offer to you today, 25% off my regular recording fee. All you need to do is send an email to dukeearl@shaw.ca and in the subject line, voice power. include all your voice production details, finalized script, voice style, narration, high energy, middle or lower energy, any pauses, word emphasis, and production due date. In the personalized quote, I will include free a very brief segment of the script voiced. Then you will hear that I am the right fit for your voice project. Once your project is completed to your 100% satisfaction, I will do a free LinkedIn post to help you gain greater public exposure. My connections on LinkedIn are now at 918. Thank you for joining Voice Power today, and I'm always glad to be with you. Please send your questions and comments to DukeEarl@shaw.ca, and I will design future episodes based on your thoughts, comments, or questions. Have yourself a wonderful day, and share your smile. You never know how much your smile and kindness will make a difference in someone else's life.
Thanks for tuning into Voice Power, the podcast that keeps you informed on how voiceovers improve your business and personal life. Earl Thomas the Voice thanks you for joining him today. Have yourself a wonderful day, and we look forward to you joining us next week.